From the Switch Energy Alliance, this is Earth Date. Sand is incredibly common. There are oceans of it, in oceans and deserts too. But for our purposes, that's not the right kind of sand. We use sand in concrete to make bridges and roads, buildings, houses, and power plants. We use it in glassmaking, for windows, computer chips, solar panels, and much more. We use it for hydraulic fracturing to prop open cracks in shale deposits so oil and gas can flow. In all, we use billions of tons of sand every year, but only a certain kind will do. Beach sand is often mixed with salt. If used in concrete, it can corrode the reinforcing steel. And the grains of beach sand, and especially desert sand, are often rounded by waves or wind. Concrete needs angular grains that lock together. Hydraulic fracturing needs hard grains that can withstand pressure. And glassmaking needs almost pure quartz. That means, for most uses, the ideal sand is angular, well-sorted quartz. And that's only found in a few places. Rivers and streams are natural sorting machines. They break down and wash out weaker minerals, leaving quartz sand in bars and banks, which can be dredged or mined. Through time, many of these quartz sand deposits were lithified into sandstone, which today can be ground back into sand. Our demand is so great that this once common material is becoming scarce, spawning a lucrative international trade for the right kind of sand. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Switch Energy Alliance, with hundreds more stories online at earthdate.org. Earth Date is available on more than 500 public radio stations worldwide, thanks in part to the support of the Schur family. Listen and support us at earthdate.org.